From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Police and immigrant rights protesters clashed Thursday in New York City after word spread that Ravi Ragbir, a well-known activist known to protect immigrant families from deportation, had himself been detained by immigration authorities inside the building. VOA correspondent Ramon Taylor reports.
Some supporters, who were already gathered outside the building for a scheduled prayer march and vigil against deportation, confronted a departing ambulance after word spread that Ragbir had passed out and was being sent to a hospital. That resulted in multiple arrests, including two city councilmen. Ragbir, an immigrant from Trinidad, has faced the threat of deportation since he was convicted of wire fraud 16 years ago. Following removal proceedings in 2006, he spent nearly 2 years in immigration detention before his release in February 2008. At the time this report was published, ICE had not responded to VOA's request for comment regarding Ragbir's arrest. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, New York.
President Trump reportedly used an expletive meaning dirty and impoverished to describe some countries during a meeting in the Oval Office in the White House on Thursday. Most broadcasters based in the United States, including VOA, do not permit the word to be used on the air. Two people briefed on the meeting said the president used the word as he talked with lawmakers about a proposed bipartisan deal on immigration. He reportedly questioned why the U.S. would want to admit more people from African countries, Haiti, and El Salvador. People briefed on the meeting noted that Trump said the U.S. should allow more immigrants from places like Norway. For more on this story, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump will increase sanctions on Iran in the coming hours, while again stopping short of reimposing sanctions intended to push the Tehran regime to give up nuclear weapons research. That's according to multiple news agency reports. The president was meeting with his national security team on the Iran question late Thursday. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, in answer to a VOA question at Thursday's White House press briefing, suggested that the president's actions would get the Tehran regime's attention.
I am expecting new sanctions on Iran. We continue to look at them. We've rolled them out, and I think it's you can expect there will be more sanctions coming.
Mnuchin told VOA, "We have as many sanctions on Iran today as we have on any other country in the process, and we will continue to look at things." Australia has accused China of funding what it calls useless infrastructure projects across the South Pacific. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
Roads to nowhere and useless buildings are part of China's checkbook diplomacy in Australia's backyard, according to Concetta Fieravanti-Wells. Australia's international development minister is worried about China's growing presence in the South Pacific. Fiji has been moving closer to China in recent years, and Papua New Guinea has signed a series of deals as part of Beijing's Belt and Road Global Trade Initiative. Officials in Canberra have also privately accused Beijing of trying to win favour by funding projects that channel money directly to leaders in the region. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Rescuers off the northwestern coast of Venezuela are searching the Caribbean for survivors after a boat filled with Venezuelan migrants sank on its way to the island of Curaçao. Authorities discovered four bodies washed ashore on Curaçao, and they say 28 people are missing. Eight people are missing following landslides, mudslides, that is, in the state of California, as rescue workers and search dogs continued to look for victims. The new figure was announced as authorities investigated missing persons reports. The death toll remained at 17. Flash floods and mudslides triggered by heavy rains early Tuesday led to the deaths and demolished a number of homes north of Los Angeles, where wildfires last month stripped the hills of trees and vegetation. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.